Hello and welcome back to Inner Turmoil with Sora. Let's get started with a few callers. It looks like our first caller is coming in from Denmark. Hello, caller. What is your name?
Prince Hamlet of Denmark.
What are you doing this morning?
I'm just calling looking for some guidance.
What seems to be on your mind?
I'm having some inner turmoil. Internal warfare, you could say.
What is your predicament?
My uncle did a very bad thing, and I'm responsible for his punishment. I just don't know what he deserves. What do I deserve?
Why are you responsible? What does your uncle need to be punished for?
My father deemed me responsible for avenging his death. My uncle killed him.
If your father is dead, then how did he pass on the chore to you?
It's so nice to be able to talk to someone about this. I often find myself just talking, narrating my own life even. Well, anyways, he visits sometimes, you know, as a ghost. I just love him so much. But I don't want to kill my uncle because then I'll go to hell. Ugh.
How long have you been struggling with this decision?
It feels like it's been years. I can't remember what it feels like to be happy anymore. I used to have no cares in the world. I was just a young prince going to school. But then my whole world shattered and everything changed. I don't know who to trust anymore. I can't even trust my best friends. I feel as if pretending to be crazy has driven me insane.
Well, Hamlet, sounds like you've gotten yourself in quite a pickle. Next caller. Looks like we got another caller from Iowa. What's your name?
Norman Bowker.
All right, Norman Bowker, what's on your mind?
Well, I just returned home from the Vietnam War, and I was starting to find that I'm feeling very depressed. I think I really just need someone to talk to.
What was the war like?
The war really changed me. I lost my best friend, and it haunts me every day.
And how do you feel now that the war is over?
I feel like I don't deserve to still be here. So many men lost their lives out there. Who determined that I got to live?
Tell me, Norm. Can I call you Norm? Have you ever heard of survivor's guilt?
No.
It seems that you feel guilty that you lived and others didn't.
I feel that no one can relate to me now. No one understands what happened over there, the things I saw, the things I did. I just can't remember how to talk to anyone normally.
Is that why you're calling now?
I feel as if it's easier to talk to people I don't have to look at. That way, I don't have to see the light in their eyes that no longer shines in mine.
Have you always felt this way?
No. I've normally been a well-grounded person, but after the war, I just feel empty.
Well, Norm, unfortunately, that's all the time we have left for you. I hope you can find the light you used to have. Geesh, that was depressing. Last caller for the night. Who am I speaking to?
I don't think I want to tell you my name.
And why would that be?
Because I don't know how I feel about you.
All right. Well, what's on your mind?
I can't decide whether or not I want to grow up.
Well, why don't you want to grow up?
Because all the adults I know are all phonies, and also, do you know what happens to the ducks in the pond in the winter?
No, what happens to them?
I don't know.
Okay, well, what else are you thinking about?
I took my sister to the carousel earlier today, and it made me so damn happy, and I realized that growing up is a part of life, but I'm still not sure how I feel about it.
Well, that makes sense. Growing up can be scary.
Well, anyways, I gotta go. Thanks for not being phony.